refugees flee Syria. Christians are assisting. Barefoot in the Park is helping needy children in the U.S., and a ministry is being applauded for their stewardship. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Last week marked the bloodiest series of clashes in Syria since the Civil War started. The violence peaked over the weekend when President Assad's troops attacked rebel-held districts in Damascus. Thanks to increased attacks, 115,000 refugees have fled the country. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray shares from one of their workers.
He said it looked like army ants were coming across the border all night, everywhere he could look, and under fences, everywhere there's a hole they're coming across.
Christian Aid Mission supports the distribution of humanitarian aid and Bibles to Syrian refugees. The Holy Spirit's moving.
Over the weekend, 20 new believers were baptized. So the evangelism is still going on. The church planting and the home Bible studies continue.
Funds are desperately needed.
We can feed a refugee family for $90 for a week.
You can check out our website for a link to donate. Next, a new law in Russia will punish non-governmental organizations who receive funding from abroad. The bill, signed into law last week by President Vladimir Putin, forces NGOs who receive foreign funding to register with the state as foreign agents. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says,
"We're not saying that this law was aiming evangelical or mission organizations. But since they are under the category of non-governmental organizations, definitely some local authorities can interpret it as a signal to control specifically religious activities."
Opponents say it's a Kremlin attempt to silence critics and quash protests. Rakuba says of Christian NGOs,
"Most of those who received support from foreign donors will be very much restricted. They will need to be more creative, and many of them they will ignore and go back when they will receiving support on the ground."
They plan to continue their work, and you can still help. This is Mission Network News. A family fled persecution only to find more heartache. The Wasti family was accused of forcing people to become Christians. Now, that's illegal in their home country, so people beat them up and harassed them until they finally fled. The family made it to Thailand but found difficult immigration laws. Finally, God provided food and love through the Baptist Global Response World Hunger Fund. The Wastis have remained faithful to God. Pray He'll use their story for kingdom building. Meanwhile, have you kicked off your shoes to wade in the water and enjoy the beach this summer? It's a perfect time to do it, right? But lots of needy kids around the world wish they even had shoes. And that's why Buckner International is hosting Barefoot in the Park, a family-friendly concert in Arlington, Texas. Donations will support Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls Ministry, providing shoes to kids with the hope of the gospel message. You can call our resource line to learn more. And good intentions, poor execution. It's a phrase that sadly creeps into discussions about ministries from time to time, especially regarding finances. So when a ministry is applauded for their financial stewardship, it can't go unnoticed. Sat7's Ruth Thomas has news about the Christian television ministry.
I'm excited to announce that we've been rated a 4-star rating with Charity Navigator. We've been awarded this rating now 3 years in a row. So I understand that only 9% of charities have achieved that rating.
Sat7 uses satellite television to reach millions of men, women, and children in the Middle East and North Africa,
many of whom are illiterate and cannot read a Bible if you handed it to them.
With this new rating, people that support their work can rest assured that it's getting done as efficiently as possible.
I think it gives us a trusted brand, and the fact that we have achieved it 3 years in a row gives it more credibility.
Learn more about this vital ministry at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.